And we're looking especially at this this verse, which is written down here on these balloons. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? It's in Mark chapter 8 and verse 36. And that's the verse we're going to be thinking about a little bit this morning. Quite a well-known verse, so that's why we're going to do it as a little memory verse for us to get in our minds as well. But also just try and think about what those words mean. So let's just read it together, first of all, and then we'll pop some of those balloons in a minute and see if we can keep remembering the words of it. So let's read it together. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Mark chapter 8, verse 36. Now, those words in it, gains and losses and profit, are words actually from business. And some, you know, might sort of learn some of those things at school and things like that. You have to sort of do accounting, and maybe not the most exciting thing that children ever think about. I don't know if anyone really sort of your age thinks, oh, when I grow up, I want to be an accountant. It doesn't sound very exciting, but it's a good job. It's a necessary thing. And everyone has to do it, actually. Even individuals and families. Your mum and dad, they have to look at what comes into the bank account, what goes out, and keep an eye on those things. It has to be done as a church. It has to be done in a business, in a company, and so on. You look at the gains and the losses and the profits, and Jesus uses those words. So just to help you get the hang of what those things are. On Tuesday, you were making at Boys Brigade your chocolate creations, weren't they? You were making these little chocolate cakes. Now imagine if you wanted to have a business selling those. And so if you could sell a chocolate, one of your chocolate cakes, for £1, that would be your gain. That's what you've got coming to you. Someone gave you £1 for the chocolate cake. But it isn't quite that you get to keep the whole thing, because actually you spent some money making it. And so those kind of things we call your losses. So that would be your Rice Krispies and your chocolate and all the other things that went into you. You had to pay for that. And so you had to take that off. And so let's just say you got £1 for selling your cake to somebody, but actually all your ingredients cost you 70p. So how much are you actually left with? 30p. You're left with 30p. That's your profit. Okay, so that's what the words mean in business and so on. And that's what we're sort of thinking about here. So that's those words. Jesus uses those three words in that verse. Let's that was a loud one. Let's read the verse again. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Mark chapter 8, verse 36. Okay, so Jesus used those words, sort of thinking of the business sort of world and things like that. Well, what about in life? I've given it the title this morning, Don't Waste Your Life. So what could you go through life doing? And you could try and gain things. You could gain all sorts of things. You could gain qualifications. You could gain some GCSEs or whatever it might be. You could gain things like that. Maybe you could then gain a career, a job. You can gain those things. You've got those things to write on your CV you might have when you're growing up. You write down all these things you've done. You're quite proud of, in many ways. What other things could you gain? You could gain friends, couldn't you? As you go through life. And you might have all these people you know and people who love you and care for you and so on. They're your friends. You might be able to keep a tally of them. You might say, oh, so-and-so is my best friend and I've got 10 good friends and I've got 30 Facebook friends or whatever it is. You've got these things. I've gained them. Maybe as you go through life, you might gain for yourself a family. You might get married, might have children, and sometimes you'll meet somebody and they give you, they'll tell you those little bits and they'll, oh, I've got 4 children, 17 grandchildren, and so-and-so, and they have their numbers, you know, and it matters, they love them, that's good, but they could be seen as those things you've got to show for your life, haven't you, here on earth. What about a house? You could gain a house, a big garden, and all the stuff in it. You might gain for yourself a big television, or the newest Xbox, or whatever it is. You've gained those things. You've gained money in the bank, and you've got a big pension or whatever it is. Maybe you gain a car. Maybe you gain holidays or days out or treats or whatever it is. Those things you can gain. That's what Jesus is talking about here in those verses. and you could gain all of those things. Maybe it's not the whole world. Maybe we're not going to get that. But we can think of all these things we might be able to get through our life. Those are our gains. But what might be a loss along the way? Let's think about this. One more time. Okay, let's read it again. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Mark chapter 8, verse 36. Popping these balloons, perhaps it's there, gives us a bit of a shock. Because actually, we so easily think like the world does, doesn't we? We think about all these things we might gain. We might write a big long list of those things. We might add them up. There might be amounts of money and how much our house is worth and how many square foot our garden is. And all, you know, people say size matters. How big's your telly? All these things, all these things I've gained. But Jesus says in that verse, what if you lose your soul in the process? What if you get all of these things in life? What if it was possible to be the richest person on the world and to own the whole world? What if you still got to the end of your life and died? Your soul was lost and your soul went to hell for years and years and all eternity there in hell. That's what Jesus is warning about in those verses. What would the profit be if you gained all of those things and had all of that added up in the gains column of your life accounting, but you lost your soul? Would it be worth it? Would you have a profit to show for it? If you had 70 years, 80 years of life, of happiness and all this stuff, but then spent a whole eternity, thousands and thousands of years, in hell, would it be worth it? Not at all, is the Jesus warning here, isn't it, by asking us that question. Let's pop a couple more. Say it again. What will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Mark chapter 8, verse 36. And so you could add up all those things, couldn't you? You could put numbers to all of those things you're adding up. But what would it profit if you then had in your lost column, you lost your soul, you went to hell? What an awful thing. Jesus here warns us, and in the next verse he says this, what will a man give in exchange for his soul? The point Jesus is trying to make is that your soul is the most precious thing you've got. It's worth far more than your house. It's worth far more than your car. Your soul is worth the most. It's the most valuable thing you have. And yet, actually, the Bible tells us all of us are lost. We sometimes use the expression, don't we? We say of certain people, that, oh, they're a lost soul. And we use it about people who just perhaps don't have a lot, and perhaps they're a bit muddled up, and they you know, perhaps they do just sort of drift through life, and so on. We say, oh, they're a lost soul. But actually, the truth is we all are lost souls, aren't we? If we do not have Jesus, we're all lost. And yet Jesus is the good shepherd who came to look for the lost, didn't he? He came to look for us. And so unless Jesus has found you, unless Jesus has saved you, unless you've been rescued and forgiven, then you're lost. And so that's a question for us, are we? Have we been found by Jesus? Do we know what it is to be saved and forgiven by him? Let's pop two more. Let's give it one more try. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Mark chapter 8, verse 36. Okay. And so that's what Mark's telling us all about. Jesus came, he's the Son of God, he came into this world, and in the verses just before he says the Son of Man must suffer and be rejected, and be killed, and rise again. The Son of Man must do that because that's the only way that lost people will be found and rescued by Jesus. And so we've got this question for us to think about. And so easily we think about all the balloons of the world and all the things. And yet sometimes perhaps we need a reality check to pop those bubbles. And to think, actually, maybe I'm just thinking about all that stuff in life I want to get. But actually, Jesus tells us about the thing that matters most. And he came to find lost souls, to save us and forgive us, so that we don't have to lose our soul, but instead we can have the gift, the wonderful thing of after this life, going to be with the Lord Jesus in heaven. Pop the last two. Can we still do it? For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and yet loses his own soul? Mark chapter 8, verse 36. Well done, children, for listening.